Phone Boy Speaks, episode 416, Facebook turns 112.
The latest novelty for whiling the time in a country house is known as a Facebook. Everyone who comes to stay has to draw a face in the album, however badly, and sign his name underneath. The result is very amusing, and the worst drawings frequently cause the greatest entertainment. Now, that is a report from a newspaper called the Western Times in 1902 that is telling its readers about, well, Facebook, which was, very analog version of it. And of course, it's in the news because Facebook has become 10 years old as of today anyway. And there's lots of articles talking about, how Facebook is. But, like many ideas, there's plenty of ideas before it that are, very similar. And so, I guess some of the more amusing Facebook status updates are some of the worst or the most ridiculous things. So I guess it's a case of a history repeating itself, but, I guess there's no new ideas in the world. It's we just rediscover them. And since we're so bad at reading history, most of us humans that we're doomed to make the same mistakes again. So the concept of Facebook is, not new. And I'm sure if we had history going back, we could find history going back further than, 100 plus years. We could probably find some concept like this. I'm sure it's probably not the, the first time that concept has come up, and surely it won't be the last. I mean, think about how many different social networks have come and gone over the last, 10, 15 years or 20 years or whatever. We keep trying to recreate the same thing and maybe just with a different spin on it. So really, Facebook is nothing new, and so it's, we're all trying to document and maybe laugh at the human foibles. I've certainly documented my share of them on Facebook, and so I suspect that, in another 10, 20 years, we'll probably see something else like Facebook come along, and maybe it'll supplant Facebook. I mean, because, Facebook, for its good and its bad, there seems to be an issue of Facebook declining in usage. And there was a report that came out that suggested that, some tens of millions of accounts are actually fake. And I know for a fact that some of them are fake because I created one for my pet, to do some testing on something. And I know somebody else that's done the same thing. So there's, for the hundreds of millions of accounts on Facebook, I'm sure a bunch of them are fake. I know that's certainly the case on Twitter, especially given the amount of times I have to hit the spam button on Twitter. So I wouldn't be surprised if there were some fake accounts in there somewhere. So anyway, so I guess happy birthday, Facebook. But the concept that Mark Zuckerberg is getting a lot of credit for creating is really not all that new. It's been around at least 100 years, if not we can probably go back and find history dating it even further than that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.